This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Jess, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
Thank you so much for having me. My goodness, it's been a while since I've been here in the beautiful studio. Honestly, I've got to have a bit of a tour around, so I'm like, yo,
what do you think?
I'm digging this. Absolutely, the energy is insane, and just walking in, I just felt spirited. You know, like up high, lifted. Yeah.
Love that. We love to hear it. And it is our pleasure to host you here at the Victorian
Thank
Pride Centre and at Joy.
Yeah.
Now, it's really awesome to have you, but it's also been a really awesome time for you.
You've just released
a new track, mm-hmm. Automatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And can I tell you, we love this song.
I love that you love it because I feel like I've been like my hype person for the last like 5 years. And that's just hyping myself to get back into like this, you know, a routine of like the music that I love and, you know, like where my heart lies in music and what kind of stories that I want to tell next. And particularly with like, you know, doing Glow and coming out with Glow and, you know, working with different people, specifically, you know, with Cosmos Midnight, who are incredible. Like, I love those boys. And I love everything about them and, you know, their spirit, their energy in the room, their wisdom on the kind of music that they like. And you know, I guess my idea of like what kind of music I grew up listening to, George Maple. And when we wrote that firsthand, I felt like I discovered a whole new me in a sense of, yo, I think this is the kind of music that I've been longing to make. And the feel particularly, this kind of, you know, you just like want to, you're just painting a picture, you're in the middle of the dance floor, no matter where it is. It might be in a club, it might be in your lounge room, or it could be at any event really, and you're just, it's just you and you're twirling. Like that's how I feel like I'm making my music right now, and that's the joy, you know, that is just hitting me right now.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And you can feel that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You know, even with automatic, yeah, hands free, babe, pump the gas and don't need the brakes, locked and loaded, yes, it's just
did
energy.
That just happen? What?
Keep going, please.
Oh my gosh.
Joy Drive Live.
We're doing live session, you mom. Now we're just gonna turn it up.
Now, Jess, we saw the film clip released earlier this week,
yeah.
And we loved the combination of the choreography and the dirt bikes.
Yo.
What a mix, I've got to say. And I love the outfits,
Thank
the biker
so
outfits that you're all wearing as well. I've got to admit, what was it like being on a dirt bike?
Yes,
up in the air, hanging off it.
It felt like, painting a picture again, like in the music video, there's a scene where the mic is tilt pretty much upright and I'm hanging on for dear life. Like, and it took me, I think we had about maybe 5 takes where like every time like I could just release, I literally fell on the ground.
So, oh, wow.
Every time I was like, okay, I'm falling, fell on the red dirt.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, it was intense. Like I had to use every kind of muscle in my body to like just hold on for dear life. But it was fun. I mean, the actual shot, like executing the shot was like, I didn't think it would look like that. Obviously, I'm not, you know, the DOP, the camera person. So, it was really special to do something that was out of the ordinary that I would normally do and out of my comfort zone. And I knew I had to go big with this one because the energy of the song is that. And I wanted to take it back to, you know, a childhood memory of me growing up on dirt bikes and, you know, bush bashing and driving through potholes and learning how to drive in my dad's two-door ute, doing that kind of thing. So I wanted to bring that sense of openness out in the open, but also an energy that's just, you can't contain it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can tell that you've ridden them since you were a child because, you know, you're on the dirt bike, and have a look at the video because it's amazing, but you're on the dirt bike, one hand on the handlebars, singing and doing choreography.
Do not try.
I'm waiting for the bang or something, but it doesn't happen.
So, like, I think we had to have between the car that, you know, had on the tray of the car on one of the buggies, we had to have them at least like 100 meters because obviously for safety reasons. And every time I would stop because we also had a camera that was basically steel framed to the, you know, the front of the quad bike. And so every time I would kind of stop, the quad bike would almost tilt and nose dive into the red dirt. So I had to be really careful at some point because I was working with like a $50,000 camera.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, yo, I do not want to be paying for this, guys.
Don't worry about
this. This within the budget, guys. Yeah.
It was amazing.
So much fun.
Now, also earlier this week, you performed at the Indigenous Fashion Project's runway as part of Australian Fashion Week. What was that experience like?
It was thrilling. I think coming into the foundation, particularly DAF, the Darwin Aboriginal Art Fair Foundation, and becoming their community ambassador was I teared up when I first given the opportunity when I heard about them wanting me to be a part of the foundation. Obviously growing up on Larrakia country and in Darwin and, you know, being a Darwinian and just doing all things NT, I couldn't help myself. I like burst into tears. And when they told me that, you know, I'd have the opportunity to also perform at Fashion Week, I felt really honored. I felt like almost like a cheerleader on the side, you know, having seen for the last 10 years the progression of Indigenous stories being told through textiles and just, you know, the outfits. Like, it just gave me so much joy and so much proudness. You know, it was just like, you know, everyone's like catching up, but like, you know, I've been there watching it progress and grow. And there was a sense of like humbleness, but also teaching the next generation that are coming through that, you know, want to particularly be in that industry and seeing how hard everybody else has worked and we're doing it for, you know, these mob and your future. And, you know, if this is what you want to do, well, the pathway's open, you know?
Amazing.
Em and I watched a few videos earlier and you're surrounded by so many models. What was that like?
Oh my gosh. I mean, we have models from all like across the country.
Yes.
You know, WA and T, there was like NT representation, Melbourne, Sydney, just full of like all this, you know, character and energy as well from young mob that are just, you know, that want to, you know, strut that runway and just, you know, I guess, open doors for others that want to do, you know, be in that line of work. And I guess what made it so so powerful as well was the stories that were coming through these outfits and, you know, and all these women that are, you know, are bossing their incredible work and showcasing there on the runway. And I couldn't contain it, you know. It was just undeniable. And after I did my first the last lick to Automatic Entry, Babe, I literally just like flicked my hair and I just felt so fierce, you know, for the energy that was in the room, everyone like being a part and building, and you know, just the hype was right there. And then
let's
never
talk
forget
about
it.
That I mean, it's amazing. And you mentioned boss women, and you of course are one of our very own Australian boss women. And
thank
honestly
you, Sissy. Thank
like
you.
Probably the best. I mean, can I say it? I said it.
The best.
The best. You are a boss woman, absolutely. And there isn't much you can't do. You've graced our screens, but also you release this incredible music, and you're obviously an advocate for all of these fantastic organizations and projects. And it really is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You also can just start singing in a studio with nothing, which is incredible.
I do that to myself all the time, just saying.
But obviously you're a fantastic singer, and also you are really great at acting. Was acting something you always wanted to pursue as well?
I mean, I always did it like in my own time when I was at home, like at the Mowboy house. And, you know, I would, you know, grace myself and, you know, I'd see myself with see myself in the mirror and be like, I'd act out, a few scenes here and there and, and then make up my own words. So I always used to do that. And I guess in primary school, when I got the opportunity to play certain musicals and stuff, I guess that's where I got the encouragement and this idea of, well, now that I've experienced that, what's next? And I never really saw it in the future, but when I landed my first role as Rosie in Brand New Day, that opened my eyes to a whole nother level of physically doing being in that industry and what it was like and the work ethic, the method acting training. I was able to completely explore this foundation that was given to me. And Rachel Perkins, working with her firsthand was like a boss lady, like my first ever role, being directed by a boss woman.
Nice.
And just all the feels of I felt really lucky and empowered. And I just thought, wow, if she's, if she's in that title and, she's doing what she's doing and just watching her and seeing everybody in their element. And I knew that I wanted to do more. And then obviously after that, Sapphires came and Secret Daughter. I had an opportunity to do Secret Daughter. And I want to do more. I do think about it. Yes. So I do want to do more. I think for me, now that I've experienced those kinds of characters, I wouldn't mind doing something a little bit like a thriller or something a little bit scary. Ooh. I don't know. I love scary movies.
Really?
Yeah. I grew up listening, watching Scream and Freddy Krueger and all these crazy, crazy films.
I want to see it. Very
scary. Very scary films. But I almost now that I know how the film works and how they basically create the scenes and I think I wouldn't be so scared playing a scared, character.
Screaming. Do a live scream. Come on, we want one. There, you've got it. First on Joy Drive.
Oh my gosh.
Now,
so good.
Jess, you're a coach on The Voice, yes, which is fabulous. And we want to talk about that a little bit more. But your performance of Glow was absolutely amazing. I loved it. What a groovy song.
Yeah, Mitch, the choreographer, it was so awesome to work with. I'd never worked with him before, but basically, he got his crew together and we did a bit of rehearsals here and there, and I went through him with the song and I was like, I'm not a dancer. I'm a first-hand more of a singer, but I'd like to, hit, a few moves. And we got to rehearse some of those things, and I felt as, being a coach already was so rewarding, and seeing all these incredible artists come through and, just representing themselves. And, regardless if they had, they'd never, studied music or, they never learned, they never went to school for it. They wanted to learn there. They wanted to learn on that voice stage. So I think for me, I guess having that combination of being the artist and then being the coach was just so, and having come from that place once before, I went through Idol, so I knew firsthand what that felt like, being so kind of, bearing your soul on this massive stage, and I guess having to connect with people you don't even know. I know that feeling, and I think I've cried the most this season, to be honest. Do I have any tears left, But they've it's just really rewarding to kind of see people from all walks of life, from all different situations in their life come onto the stage and discover themselves and not realize, the power that they had.
Absolutely. You mentioned that Idol was where you kind of got your start from.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like this is a full circle moment for your career?
Yes, absolutely.
Sitting in the judges'
seat.
Yeah,
and surreal. There were moments where I was like, yo, when the cameras cut, I'm like, I'm actually doing this. I never saw myself in the million years that, you kind of imagine where you see yourself. I never thought I would be doing that. I always thought, I knew I'd be doing community work. I'd be out there, showing up and being there for mob. But but you know, through music and being able to give my experience and my wisdom, as much knowledge that I've been through within the Australian music industry and overseas, to be able to, you know, bring all of that together in a basket and to sit there and go, well, this is how I did it. But you can, I mean, you can take that tool and do whatever, however it fits comfortably with you, is there's like, it's like an adrenaline rush goes through when that happens, because Amazing. You see them light up and you see them take it and, you know, you see them transform into something else and to what, how they know how to use it. You know, how they know how to use that tool or information or that story. Yeah.
Amazing. So amazing.
Absolutely. You strike me as being very empathetic and having gone through the Australian Idol experience and now being on the other side, do you find that gives you a bit of an edge as a judge in terms of being able to
foot forward,
bring out the best in them and to tune into how they're feeling at the time and help them get through that?
Yeah. Well, you know, you saying that definitely brings back, you know, a lot of those conversations that I did, you know, was having with the artists, and you know, the first hand they would say, oh, you know, like, you know, I gravitated more towards you because I either like your music or because you came, you know, you kind of have done it before, so I want to learn those steps or that way, you know, and not, you know, and I would kind of, my response would be, well, not trying to be me, but you know, you're going to try and be yourself, you know, that's you're going to be your most authentic, and sometimes it's going to be scary to open up, but I think, you know, say, like, protect yourself, that's always thing, you know, whatever you want to share, that's on your line, and that's okay. If you don't want to do it, then that's good, but I think for you to connect, there's going to be certain things that you're going to explore and experience that are going to make you feel like you're on the edge and make you feel fear. Use that, because that's your power. You are so entitled to that power, so you use it, you know. And I guess that was the most rewarding thing, seeing them or taking through that process with them.
Amazing. Lovely. You've given us quite a few scoops on Joy Drive this afternoon. Yay. Got to say, Warren and I are very, very happy about it. Now, so you've hinted at potentially being in a scary movie. We're going to make that happen. That's manifesting right now.
We are the scary movie.
Not even. No way. Can we be in the scary movie together?
I totally love that collaboration. It could start here, and then the murderer could be like pacing the studios.
Right. Or it could be like, so totally. Like, I love those films where it's like kind of scary, and it's like, you know, you get those like really thrilling kind of jumpy moments, but then it's funny. Love that combo. Love that combo of, like, you know,
sitting,
like,
on the edge of the seat.
Totally. And then a little chuckle to relieve some tension.
So I'm not scared at all.
So we've got that scoop. Yes. Okay, and we would love to know, you've just released Automatic. Yeah. Again, just to reiterate, we love it.
Oh.
You've just released that. Can we expect some more Jess Malboy music this year?
I just want to drop music. Amazing. Like, and I feel like that's what I've been doing, you know, this year. Obviously, I dropped last year Glow, Automatic, you know, this year, Not So Far Away, another tune that I'm really excited about. Shouldn't even be talking about this, but you know, it's actually a DNA of, like, almost where I started with music. So if I, you know, if I go back to my Been Waiting record, one of my first singles was but I can move on, because that means forgetting everything we had. So it's like a bit of, like, soul.
I love
R&B.
That song. Love.
So and it was a collaboration between myself and Flo Rida.
Yep.
So Flo Rida featured a rapper on the track, and it was like, it was something out of this world. Like, when I remember hearing it for the first time on the radio, and I said to myself, personally to myself, quietly, oh my gosh, there's nothing like this song. And when you get to the point as an artist or a songwriter or producer, anyone that's in music or anyone that knows about music or just has a love, and you know that there's a song that there's a sentimental of it being familiar, but it's also new. So there's that nostalgic kind of feel, but then it's new. And I love doing that. I love being able to create something that just feels like so close to home. But then it's like, yo, no one's doing this. Why isn't anyone doing something like that, you know?
So, well, we're excited.
Yeah. Right? So, yeah, like, you know, like I love my ballads as well. So, you know, there's a few kind of really magic ballady kind of mid-tempo stuff that
if this isn't the best sizzle that we've ever gotten, yeah. I am so excited. This is going to be so great. Thank you so much for chatting to us about your latest new track, which is Automatic.
Thank you so much.
It's out now.
Yes, it is.
You can hear it anywhere and you can watch the film clip, which is incredible. So thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us on Joy Drive.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys. Jess. Love you.
Love you.
Love you too.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.